Letters to Daniel, Volume 4, Letter 216, Endgame, Part 1, Taken by Surprise. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2013, in the 10th month, on the 17th day of the 10th month.
God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, oh, for sinners slain. Thank you,
dear Dan.
Needless to say, my mind has been overactive with all kinds of questions, quandaries, notions, assessments, thoughts and ideas during all this time, but especially since things really started to heat up at the first part of August. The next few letters will focus on what actually happened in the days between the time Satan was confined to the tree in my backyard, see photo enclosed, up through the 9th of October, when he was forcibly evicted from the United States, and taken to a grid location in southern Tunisia. Plus lessons already learned. After receiving and agreeing with the word against, G6, letter 195, I knew victory was at hand, simply because for the first time since I started working there and felt my life force drain out of me, I began feeling better in small increments about being at G6. But more importantly, because I finally saw and heard the evidence that the gospel message now has the freedom to be proclaimed. Here's how I know this. On or about the 9th of October, I was working in G6D at one of the nurses' stations. As I was bending over to empty a trash can, a nurse asked what I was listening to. I said, Joshua chapter 8. Oh really? She replied with a big grin. Yeah, and with a little bit of rock and roll added, like Iron Man, I responded. I knew it, she said with an even bigger smile. And I knew then that our exchange at that moment was under the direct anointing and control of angels Mark, oh really, and Luke, a little bit. What the nurse didn't know was at that very moment I was listening to the audio version of the word against, G6, right in the middle part of Joshua 8, which of course has Iron Man, by Black Sabbath, as its theme song. That exchange proved to me that the word of the gospel of Jesus Christ had been freed from the captivity of the king of AI, Satan, who rules his influence in the world of medicine through subordinates like Hermes. But there was more. After the devil was given a time out by God and sent to my backyard and I was given the word of God against Satan, I could tell that Angel Gabe was on the verge of having an emotionally charged joy meltdown. He started telling me that Satan being isolated from his troops had never been done before, and that this word was a complete surprise to everyone. And he started calculating how this might affect the war effort to proclaim the gospel unto the salvation of many. Fortunately, Gabrielle came to the rescue of both he and I with her more circumspect and subdued demeanor. But I got the point, loud and clear. What this represents to angels on earth, and maybe in heaven too, is the coming of a new day. I very recently asked the Holy Spirit how long Satan would be confined like this. He answered, until the job is finished. I turned to Gabe and asked, what job is he talking about? His answer was that it has something to do with separating the tares from the wheat, see the book of Matthew chapter 13 verses 24 through 30. So apparently Dan, A change in chronology has begun. An old day is drawing to a close, and the new day is not far off. As for me, I could tell a difference right away when Satan was confined to my backyard. Just about every fear and disgust I had with my being at Jew 6 vanished, almost overnight. The change in my attitude now about G6 is so far removed from what it was for over 12 years as to be categorized as a miracle. I remarked to Gabriella and Gabe last night that while G6 was once hell on earth, it has now become a safe house. I was also introduced to the two angels whose job it is to teach and train other angelic troops how the victory at G6 was accomplished. Angels from hospitals around the world will come to G6 to learn how to apply the battle tactics to their respective charges. There is going to be a night between the 2 days, when Satan's armies will fight with ferocity using every satanic weapon in their arsenal, but it remains to be seen just what effect this will have in the world and in the churches, seeing how they can no longer communicate with their God. But we will share as much as possible from what we've already learned so far. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.